Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
51551 is the number for your text. A famously strict head teacher in the UK says modern parents are being infantilised and that they must take charge if they want to raise successful adults. Catherine Birbal-Singh is founder and head teacher of the Michaela Community School in Wembley, and she's with me on the line now. Catherine, you're very welcome.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Now, you've been described as the UK's or Britain's strictest head teacher, I think. Why or how did that come about?
Well, I suppose we are strict. You know, we've got rules. We have silent corridors, for instance, and children aren't allowed to turn around in lessons and chat to each other and that sort of thing. But we love them very much, and that's why we keep our standards so high for them and why we get the best progress grades in the whole of the UK for 3 years running.
Really? So, well, that's pretty impressive. But that doesn't sound very strict to me. I mean, that's in most schools, isn't it? That you can't turn around during lessons and so on. I mean, how are you?
Children elsewhere might not get into so much trouble for doing it. Our children just wouldn't do it because they would definitely get a detention, you see.
Oh, really? What trouble would they get into, Catherine?
Well, they get a detention. It's only a 20-30 minute detention. It's not a big deal. But these days, it is a big deal. People say, oh, my goodness, you must hate children and all kinds of things. I think they imagine I walk through the corridors with whips and chains. And it's a bit silly, really.
You don't, do you?
No, of course not.
Now, you tell me this, Catherine Birbal-Singh, the strictest head teacher in the UK. I just wonder if a child is being unruly in your school, if a child is, because we're taught now to teach children to be confident and to speak up. If you ask a child in your school to do something and they say, I don't want to do that at the moment, what would happen?
Oh, well, they just wouldn't do that. I mean, and that's because the culture is such that no one would do that. They would all do what they were asked to do. And that's the thing. You want to create a culture where the children do as they're asked, you know.
A culture of fear.
No, it's because they're loved and they know that it would be wrong not to do that. That's the point, right? And that's where you want to get them to, for them to understand. We even have children who will thank a teacher for giving them a detention because they realize they've learned the right lesson from it.
Catherine.
I promise you, they do.
Are you serious? You also said something very... Now, I think, a modern parent, or I am a parent in the modern age, but you say we're being infantilized. Why is that?
Yeah. So nowadays, this gentle parenting, instead of the more traditional parenting, young mothers are made to feel bad if their babies are crying. And they're wondering, why are you not doing something to stop the baby from crying? As opposed to understanding that that's what babies do and it's okay. It's not the end of the world. You don't have to stick a dummy in his mouth. You don't have to rush to coddle him and rock him immediately. We have child-centered weaning. So you put foods in front of the child, the toddler, and that the toddler is choosing what he wants, as opposed to you giving him what you think he needs. Or I see parents standing in the supermarket looking at the freezer with their small child saying, what type of nuggets would you like, darling? And I'm thinking... Mm. Just put the nuggets in the basket and go.
You force the nuggets into them. Isn't that kind of Montessori type teaching where you allow the child to explore on their own terms?
Well, I have a problem with this business of exploration on their own terms.
Really?
Children cannot teach themselves. We have got to lead them. We are in charge. It is our duty to make them feel safe in an environment where they are loved, so that you don't stand there for hours waiting for them to pick out what outfit they want to wear. Just get them in something and get moving. We've all got things to do.
I like your style, Catherine. We're having bacon and cabbage tonight, lads, and that's the end of it.
Well, look, you know, one of my teachers came to me and she said, but why is it that we, you know, parents should just get the children to eat certain things? My parents never made me eat eggs and I'm fine. And I said, well, are you fine? I said, do you eat eggs? And she said, no. And I said, well, there you go. So you're not fine. Mm. Had your parents made you eat eggs, you'd be an adult who eats eggs, you know, who eats eggs. The fact is that we become the adults that our parents make us into. And if we just allow children to lead things, well, guess what? They'll spend their days playing video video games and eating brownies and never doing any exercise and being as boring as anything.
Well, that's
we
true.
We want them to be interesting people.
That's true. But I wonder, is there a fear that in your school you're creating obedient adults?
No, it is by creating obedient children that you then have adults who are able to push the boat out. That's what people don't understand. Children are different from adults. It's by restricting their freedom when they're young that they can properly be free when they are older. Otherwise, they are slaves to the passions. They are unable to have self-control and to direct themselves when they are adults if they haven't been properly supported when they were younger. And okay. We abdicate on our responsibilities and the duty that we have as adults to allow children this safe space where they know the rules and they can then activate their agency to choose between right and wrong.
So you suppress their passions a bit.
Well, of course you don't want toddlers bashing each other over the head to play with the toy.
I know,
but
you don't
teach.
Yeah, I mean, talking in your school, you don't teach toddlers. You're teaching teenagers. So you suppress
the passion. Yes, but they also bash each other over their head. Yeah. Do you want them beating each other up? Of course not.
Come here to me, Catherine. How do you deal with smartphones in your school?
Oh, they don't bring smartphones here. Of course not. I mean, and we actually strongly encourage families not to give them smartphones at all, because otherwise you allow your child, every gangster out there, every paedophile out there knows where your child lives and knows what where their route to school, and you put them in grave danger. Not only that, but they get mugged for their smartphones. Mm-hmm. It breaks their brains. You give a little toddler a smartphone, he's going to have more trouble reading. I tell you, best thing your listeners can do is keep their children away from smartphones until the age of 16.
A texter says she should be our Minister of Education. 10 seconds left, Catherine. Are you as tough on your staff?
We all love the children and love each other, and we hold the small C conservative values that get you through, that make sure that we do what's right for children and makes us, we're so happy. All of your listeners, come over to London, come and visit us. You will see happy, joyful children and
sounds
happy, joyful staff.
Sounds like a lovely school. I don't think you're strict at all. I think you're just lovely. Catherine Brubelsing, founder and head teacher of the Michaela Community School in Wembley in the UK. Thank you very much indeed.